So we're going to be talking to the group from the Classic Theater Guild, and we're going to be talking about Crimes of the Heart. This was a movie, wasn't it? John,
yes,
you're
it
the
was.
John Birchler is with me. He is the director. And along with us, we have two of the actors. We have Christine and Audrey Vermillier. Yes. And we're going to be talking to them as well. So, John, tell me, what made you choose this play?
Well, I've directed it before. I think it was 1999 in Johnstown at the Colonial Little Theater. And as a matter of fact, Christine was in the cast.
Oh, really?
Of that show.
Oh, my.
34?
She was playing the little girl. No, that's okay.
It's an hysterical play.
Yeah, it's a funny play.
There are moments of almost absolute slapstick, but it's also a very warm play about the three McGrath sisters and their various tribulations regarding romance primarily, but it's more than that.
Okay, so it's a family show?
Yeah.
You had made a little frown there.
Well, there are a couple of moments that you might want not want to have little kids there. It's warm and
hopefully
funny.
Hopefully, it'll go over the head anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe. And this is you actually are performing this at the Beth Israel. Is that correct?
Congregation Beth Israel, 2195 Eastern Parkway in Schenectady.
Yeah, and it runs from, let's talk the dates, February 20th through the March 1st.
Right.
We talked about the play, but let's talk about the two characters that are in the play. We have Christine and Audrey with us. So how did you prepare for the parts, and were they parts that were easy or hard?
Well, I found it very easy going through the script, looking at the text and what's provided, and then building the character off of that, because I love text analysis like that.
Good. And what is your background? You're in high school, right?
Yes, I'm 17. I'm a senior at Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons High School.
Okay. And what are your plans? You want to go into theater? Or?
I'm looking at theater. That's one of my options. I'm also looking at majoring in English. It's kind of a toss-up between, you know, trying to go for musical theater or English.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's pretty close. And your mom is sitting next to you, and so it's good to see you, too. So tell us how you got your daughter involved in this.
I basically dragged her into it. This is how I do everything. If somebody says, hey, Christine, we need somebody. I have a daughter.
Yeah, her name is Audrey, and we're bringing her right in to do this.
She's run Lights and Sound at Troy Civic Theater. I threw her in. She's done a few things with Proctors. She's now been at Classic Theater Guild. She's also been at Albany Civic. So
really? So you've done a lot. So your mom. You got your mom to thank to get you into show business.
Yeah.
We got Gypsy here. No, is it Gypsy? Mother Rose?
Mother's Mama Rose.
I need to add something.
Yes, go ahead, John.
We didn't have very many people audition for the show, so I called up Christine and said, would you like to be in Crimes of the Heart? And she said, oh, sure. And I said, do you think Audrey would? She said, oh, sure. So that's how we got both of them.
Did you ask her?
So she woke up Audrey and said, Audrey, guess what? You're going to be in the So Classic Theater Guild, of course, picks many plays that are classic, and I call them the classic plays. Because you want to make sure that we bring this to the audience here in our community. What made you choose the Congregation Beth Israel for your location?
Well, they chose me.
Oh, they chose you. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I've directed a couple of shows with them before.
They did. You did Anne Frank there, did you? Or someone did.
Steve Suriano directed that a few months ago. I directed. Oh my gosh, what was the name of the play? Beaujeste, about a year and a half ago, and I also directed Of Mice and Men.
Yeah. So I know sometimes you perform here at Proctor's, but Beth Israel seems to be a good location as well to do that.
They choose Proctor's when they expect a reasonably sized crowd, like for the Christmas shows that have gazillions
huge
of
ones,
children
yeah,
in
yeah.
it.
yeah, and it's understandable. Not only that, but you're also competing with other events going on at Proctor's, which they have like 300 or 400 events a year, if not more than that, because some days we have 8 going on at the same time here. So, so Audrey, you're going to go on with your acting, you think?
Yes, I plan on it.
Yeah, you like doing that. Tell me about your character.
So, Babe is a 24-year-old woman who has just been released from jail with bail, and she's coming home to her family, basically, and this is sort of, there's a bit of the fallout of what's happened, and it's kind of explaining to her family what's happened, and all sorts of things happen throughout the play. I keep saying happen.
Okay, that's all right. And you are you?
I'm her older sister in the play.
You're her older sister. Oh.
And her episode in jail has also brought up a lot of old family scandals, which have really shaken the family. And then our middle sister comes back to town, and she was also involved in some family scandals, and we all kind of deal with
so
that.
So there are crimes of the heart.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Definitely. Huh? And how large is your cast?
Six.
Six in it. Okay. And I know that we had two others that were going to join us today, and they couldn't make it. But we do want to give them a shout out as well. We have Marcus Heath and Joey Cook as well. And their characters, tell us a little bit about their characters.
Well, Marquise plays Barnett Lloyd, who is a lawyer who is, has been hired to protect, to help Babe with her legal issues. And Joe is playing Doc Porter, who was the third sister's boyfriend, I guess, back in the day. He was injured in a hurricane, Hurricane Camille, in 1969, and it was in part Meg's fault for that accident taking place.
Uh-oh.
There's all kinds of little subplots.
Little subplots going on here. Well, we want to encourage you, you're actually listening to Ann Perillo. I'm the host and producer of Schenectady Capital Region Today. And you're also listening on the radio to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And we're talking about Crimes of the Heart by the Classic Theater Guild. You can see that in Schenectady at the Congregation Beth Israel. And it runs from February 20th to March 1st. And we hope that you take an opportunity to see some of our wonderful local actors.